You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has reported 10 cases of community transmission of coronavirus as the Inner West cluster grows from a mystery source. Of those, 5 were linked to Sydney's Northern Beaches cluster after almost 28,000 tests conducted in the 24 hours to 8pm on Wednesday. The so-called Avalon cluster, which erupted earlier this month, now totals 144. 3 of the 10 COVID-19 cases are linked to the Croydon cluster in Sydney's Inner West, and the source of this infection is still under investigation. A total of 9 people are now associated with this hotspot after 6 infected persons from the same extended family were detected on Wednesday. Dr. Kerry Chant warned of tougher restrictions if testing rates remain low and more cases surface with unknown sources.
Until we got the Croydon cluster, we were on a more pleasing trajectory. Obviously, the Croydon cluster has raised that spectrum. But if we start seeing cases where we don't know the source of them, particularly in the presence of low rates of community testing, that really elevates our risk threshold, and it means that we will be having to take even more precautionary action. The sooner we can find any missed cases in the community, the quicker we can close down those chains of transmission.
The State Premier has withstood pressure to institute a mask mandate as Victoria reintroduced a mandatory requirement on Thursday. But despite not making it mandatory, Gladys Berejiklian is pleading with citizens to wear masks, especially when indoors.
Can I stress again, if you're in an indoor place, if you're going grocery shopping, if you're in a place of worship, you have to wear a mask. You should be wearing a mask. But obviously in outdoor settings, if you can't guarantee social distancing, if you can't guarantee all the other factors which make it COVID safe, you should also make sure you're wearing a mask. You shouldn't be catching public transport really at this stage if you're not wearing a mask.
Epidemiologist Professor Michael Toole from the Burnet Institute says New South Wales should do whatever it takes to eradicate community transmission. He says there's a strong economic as well as public health case to be made for tougher restrictions, including mandatory mask wearing.
The Sydney economy is suffering. That doesn't seem to be mentioned. But no one from anywhere else in the country is travelling to Sydney. As you know, Sydney is a very popular tourist destination, particularly at this time of year. So that's an awful lot of money that's being hit and a lot of jobs being affected. So I think sooner or later, New South Wales has to do whatever it takes to get to zero community transmission. And the sooner they do that, then the sooner the borders will open and Australia will be one country again.
And Victoria has detected 3 new cases of COVID-19 overnight and is making face coverings mandatory in indoor environments from 5pm today. The 3 new cases are close contacts of 3 cases that were detected yesterday. They're linked to a gathering at a Thai restaurant on December the 21st. Acting Premier Jacinta Allen says the outbreak has forced the government to tighten restrictions, with indoor household gatherings reduced to 15 and the compulsory use of face masks in all indoor environments when people are outside of their residences.
So if you're planning to leave your home, at the moment, obviously, we're asking people to carry their masks with them. We're now asking people to wear a mask if they are indoors in any location that's not their private home. And that also applies, as I said, from 5 o'clock tonight.
South Australia will impose a hard border with New South Wales from midnight. Premier Stephen Marshall says only returning residents, people relocating on a permanent basis and essential workers will be exempt.
They will still need to, for the South Australians returning or those people relocating, need to do 14 days of mandatory self-isolation. Well, the other exemption from this situation is with regard to the cross-border communities, and we will be putting a buffer zone in of 100 kilometres. And I know this will be of a great relief to people who are living in Broken Hill.
and fireworks displays have been cancelled in several major cities, and social distancing restrictions are in place in most states and territories. In Sydney, there'll be a short fireworks event from the Harbour Bridge at midnight, but the foreshore will be closed to spectators. Brisbane's main fireworks have been cancelled, and kissing and hugging strangers has also been advised against. Melbourne's annual fireworks display over the Yarra River has been cancelled. So too have fireworks in Adelaide and the ACT. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.